720 WGN. Kevin Powell's up at Hallis Hall. Annie Mazur's with us today on the Lisa Dent Show. And Will Perdue is back for the New Year Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. What are you doing? What's all that noise?
Oh, well, I was finishing up the dishes. I was trying to sneak that in before we officially got started.
How did Donovan Mitchell get 71 points, 70 points against the Bulls?
Well, he got extremely hot.
Does that speak volumes about him or speak volumes about the Bulls?
A little of both, unfortunately, because he got extremely hot. As they say, he got out of heat or a roll, whatever, you know. I don't know all the lingo, you know, as some of the kids might say. But it was also, you know, the Bulls just not doing a good job with their defense. You know, the shameless plug. I'm going to have five plays today on the pregame show breaking down what I think they should do in place of what they have been doing to make some necessary changes. Because what they are doing at the present moment doesn't seem to be working too well, is not very effective. And as good as Donovan Mitchell is, the Chicago Bulls are playing the hottest team in the NBA right now, in the Brooklyn Nets, and they have two players in Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant who are better than Donovan Mitchell.
And tonight they're looking for their 13th straight win.
Whew. Yes, they are, and they're playing well, and they're having a good time. But for me, this is a great opportunity for the Bulls to accept the challenge and change the course of how this season has been going. Hey, how about, or should I say, change the course of how the new year's going?
Andy, you think they can beat the Nets tonight?
Well, you know, on any given night, obviously, and this team has shown that it has the ability to beat some of the best teams. I want to kind of go back to the NBA and the last 2 minute report that comes out all the time after there may be some questionable calls. And you know, it seems like the Bulls got jobbed a couple of times against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, if you're a player, you look back at that, you say, "Yeah, we knew that." Does it affect you going forward, or how does that work?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, I understand why the league is doing it, because they're trying to show some clarity. You know, because people have always wondered, you know, did the league look at this? You know, I can promise you, I've ridden on planes with officials after games. You know, the next day just happened to be on a plane with an official. And they're on their computer looking at the game. The game's already been graded by another official. They're looking at what they did right, what they did wrong. You know, that's one of the things. As long as there is human interaction, meaning we have officials, and everything is not electronic, and you know, they're talking about going to for lack of a better term, I apologize, the electric umpire behind the plate in baseball. You know, they're trying to eliminate human error. But as long as that's the case, there's always going to be mistakes made. And it just seems like this, all in a nutshell, when you talk about the Cleveland game, probably the best half that they ever had all season, offensively and defensively. It was like a demonstration of how to play basketball. To the second half, which was the worst half of the season when you just look at it statistically. You know, you just, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and that's kind of how this season has gone. And unfortunately, they've had a lot of bad luck with the officials as well. Can we borrow the goat that the Cubs used years ago?
Every Chicago team needs it right now.
Yeah, they really do. So, you know, unfortunately, I think the weather is kind of indicative of, you know, Chicago sports teams this year. Because what we had, she just told me we've had 93 minutes of sunlight so far in this calendar year.
That's true. It's true. Will Perdue is with us, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
Well, I'm looking out the window now, and I'm like, there's got to be sunlight somewhere at the end of the tunnel, right?
Oh, it's brutal, isn't it?
So, but, and I apologize for interrupting.
No. I looked at ticket prices tonight. At least they're back up to $95 because there were times prior to the holiday you could get a Bulls ticket for like $23, which is about the price of a Bears ticket these days. But I think that there might be as many people that want to see the Nets tonight as the Bulls.
Well, the one thing we can say about the Bulls this year is they have played very well against the better team, the opposite of last year. But again, I mean, the season in a nutshell, the first half against Cleveland, the second half against Cleveland, allowing Donovan Mitchell to get 71. It's just, you know, we can talk about Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Vucevic and blah, you know, every player on the list, but these guys as individuals have to come together as a whole and play well as a team. And it's just, you know, it's like, Lisa, you come to work and you're ready to do a show and all of a sudden you realize, I don't have a producer or an engineer. Now what?
Right.
You know, you guys operate as a team. And that's just what the Bulls have to continue to try to do, specifically more so on the defensive end than they have so far this year.
You know, well, the frustrating part about that is that this team is not much different than it was a year ago. I mean, I know obviously a year has passed and there's probably greater expectations this year, but does that frustrate you too, being, you know, just watching the same kind of guys and now it's a totally different season?
Yeah, it really does, because, you know, I remember walking out of the preseason press conference back in late September when you had management. Arturis Karnasovas came on our stage, went on our show, and said that the expectations are to improve on last year. And when he was very specific, he said, when I mean improve, I don't mean, you know, go deeper into the first round. He said, we got to get to the second round. You know, last year they played well. They got the sixth seed, stayed out of the play-in game. Unfortunately, they couldn't have had a worse matchup than the Milwaukee Bucks, but yet still found a way to win a game. But you expected a lot better this year as far as how they've started. And it's just, again, it's there's a lot of things. We don't have enough time to go over everything. But tonight is a perfect example of a team that was struggling. People were talking about, you know, the lack of chemistry, what they were not doing. Did they need to fire the general manager? Does KD need to be traded? You know, are they better off at the time Kyrie Irving wasn't playing? This team was 13-12. They've now won 12 in a row. They're gone 25-12 and are the hottest team in the NBA. So they're proof of what can happen, but also you got to be willing to buy in and fully. And we always talk about sacrifice. Everybody's like, what do you mean by sacrifice? Well, maybe you got to sacrifice some points. Maybe you got to sacrifice some rebounds. Maybe you got, I mean, I'm a perfect example of what can happen to an individual that's willing to buy in and sacrifice if a team wins. I was very fortunate to be on, you know, the first three championship teams. And with the way people react to me and, you know, what my name means in Chicago, because I won three championships, you know, a lot of it had to do with Michael and Scotty, but I was part of that team. But that's what winning does for everybody, not just the stars.
It's such a great point. It really is. Well, get back to your dishes. Thank you for checking in on the show. We'll be watching.
Well, I do most of the dishes in the dishwasher. You know, I did read an article that says you're better off doing as many dishes as possible in the dishwasher because you actually use less water. But as you know, there are some delicate items that you just can't put in the dishwasher.
I am with you on that. Great wine glasses are one of them.
I've already broken a couple of those washing them myself.
It's because your hands are too big, Will. Thank you for joining us. We hope the Bulls actually beat this team tonight. Put a stop to that winning streak. That would be cool. That's Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. It's sponsored by Calamos Investments. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.